The Guildhall was built about 1495 and incorporated as a guild in the 21st year of the reign of King Henry VIII in 1529, on land gifted by John de Vere, 15th Earl of Oxford and Lord of the Manor of Lavenham. We will see him later. It is one of the best examples of half-timbered buildings in England. Half-timbered means that the width of plastered infill between the upright timbers is equal to the width of the timbers, an expensive way of building, using a lot of oak. But here, you will see that some of the gaps are less wide than the timbers alongside, an extravagance not required for structural reasons. The oriel window round the corner to the right on Lady Street is original. The others have been copied from it in the restoration paid for by Sir Cuthbert Quilter in the 1920s, when he gave the building to the Lavenham Preservation Society. It is now in the care of the National Trust. The guild halls were the centres of the cloth-making industry. Here, the merchant clothiers met to govern the whole trade, judge disputes, arrange apprenticeships, and, most important of all, fix prices and wages. The guilds were also social and religious organisations in an age without any state social services. The Guildhall itself now houses the Museum of Lavenham, and perhaps when you finish this tour you might come back and visit it. There are also evening recitals and concerts. Now, you may have imagined that Lavenham would be full of black and white work, with timbers stained black and lime-washed plaster in between. So the Guildhall was for many years. But in 1995, it was restored to what experts now think it looked like in the 16th century, with its structural timbers also lime-washed to preserve them.